essentially a male, possibly a roommate of in this condo unit, mm-hmm. Escaped some sort of assault at about 10:30 in the morning. And basically, he ended up at a neighbor's house by crawling through a window, getting onto a roof, and Jeez. Then climbing down the roof, running across the street. He was badly injured. Mm-hmm. And that neighbor called the police, who then responded in force. And it seems like within an hour, they had captured one of the two suspects.
Okay.
And that's about when I got there. That suspect was taken to Eagle County Jail. The injured party was first, I believe, taken to Valley View and then life flighted with significant facial injuries.
Really?
I talked to...
Life flighted out of Valley View.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, we asked questions when we had a chance, mm-hmm. including was there gunshots? Mm-hmm. And the undersheriff of Aspen... I'm sorry, I don't have his name in front of me. Anyways, he basically reported that no, it appeared to be sort of like a battery kind of situation. And
but they had SWAT teams with an armored vehicle. They had what you thought might be a negotiating vehicle. Was it a hostage situation?
Yeah. So what happened then was that when I arrived, which was about probably 11:30 or noon, there was police setting up a second perimeter. And we couldn't get beyond the second perimeter, but mm-hmm. but there was a hardened perimeter around this apartment to apparently there was someone inside still, but was not communicating. And I think they may have gotten I speculate they got this information from the people that they that emerged, the injured party or the arrested party. Mm-hmm. But basically, they didn't know what was going on inside. And so they took all precautions. So SWAT from Eagle County showed up with an MRAP, you know, military machine, mm-hmm. full camos. I've lived in this valley 20, 25 years. Mm-hmm. I've never seen military uniforms with machine guns in this valley.
And at one point you said the snipers are emerging. They had sniper rifles on them.
Yeah, two different sniper units, at least two, you know, got their equipment out of the cars. No one was in a great hurry. That was what was interesting. And mm-hmm. and essentially what I was told by Greg Knott, chief of Basalt Police, was that time was on their side. They weren't didn't appear to be in a rush to force any action. And so they were basically taking their time getting set up. I don't know where the snipers went. At that point, then a mobile unit arrived from Vail, which mm-hmm. was a communications kind of a television truck.
Yeah,
basically.
Big blue bus.
And what they used it for is communications and negotiations.
Okay.
At that point, the Eagle County Incident Command took over to basically create a negotiation with whoever
was
inside.
They have like a foghorn. Okay.
Yeah. Every crime story movie I've ever seen was going
through
me.
Come out with your hands up.
You know, and I wanted the hat with the card sticking out of it, but no, I just had my flip-flops and my cell phone. This was in 30 years of my career. This was the first time I'd stood behind a police tape with, mm-hmm. You know, as a reporter. So try to do my best and
Pretty
get
exciting.
Everybody information yeah. about the lockdown because that neighborhood was on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at that point they were able to make contact, and it was not very long after they made contact that they had the second suspect under arrest. They then needed to do a sweep through the apartment, which obviously they had to take precautions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not sure what that process was technologically, but, at some point it became all clear. At 3:30, they lifted the
yeah.
order and let the neighbors go back to their houses.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a story. Are the suspects male, female?
All three people involved in this were males. And what I picked up on was that at least two of them and perhaps all three are roommates in this apartment.
Hmm. And the picture that you shot of this, it was Willits Townhomes. I think it's safe to say that on Evans Court in Willits, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you know that the neighborhood is nice and it has flowers and trees and neat yards. And then, you know, you've got a picture of this quiet car lined street. And here comes the armored vehicle with SWAT guys in it. It just is such a paradox
really?
To see that.
It was.
Well, thanks, Corby. Really appreciate your being available today and for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you.